Hey guys, don't thank me yet, but VAR Virtual here, and I'm back. Looking at my analytics, it looks like the most successful podcast I ever had was the How to Make Your Own Podcast. So I'm actually about to tell you a secret to having a successful podcast. Yes, I'm going to tell you straight up front how to have a successful podcast without waiting till the very end, okay? Here's what you got to do. So, first off, number one and most important, you have to have consistency, okay? I pulled off this elaborate plan of mine, as I've done with every single thing so far. When I was on TikTok and I was posting 2, 3, 5, 8, 10, 12 videos a day, I would have gobs of an audience. I would have people coming to my live streams, and I took some time off and I came back. And I don't get the same crowd, same retention, same anything. Okay? The number one thing you have to do is have consistency on your podcast. You have to tell your story and come back with a schedule so people are always there, right? When you watch a YouTube video, when you watch a YouTuber, you hate when they go on vacation. What are you gonna watch next? You always hate when you watch a show. And it continues and continues and continues. And then they have like a little break, right? And it's like they gotta catch up, they gotta film, they gotta do something. And that show just kind of disappears for like 3, 4 months. Absolute hate that feeling. I hate that feeling for a different reason than you do. The reason I hate that feeling is because I forget about it, right? I'll watch until like mid-season finale. And then it'll have to go through filming process and do a bunch of other stuff, and then I forget about it. I'm on to the next biggest and best, and after that, I've forgotten about it. After it comes back in 4 or 5 months, it takes a little bit of time to get back into it. I forgot what happened. I'll have to watch the last episode. You have to stay with your consistency, okay? If you post a podcast once a year and it is the best darn thing you'll ever have, you're doing at least better than the person who posts nothing a year. You post 2 to 3 times a month. You're doing better than the person who posts one time a year. And et cetera, et cetera. The more you post, the better. But let's also go with quality, okay? Quality is what counts, too. There's other variables in there, like if you're super famous or you're busting out like just random gibberish, that's not gonna fly either, okay? If you're super famous, that one podcast a year might make them more money than you've made in your entire podcasting lifetime. Cool. That is an exception. If you post 2 to 3 to 4 podcasts a day and they're all garbage and they all have a mismatch and nobody's wanting to listen to it, that's another no-go. You have to capture your viewer with the exact intent of something that you would find interesting, okay? You're listening to me right now, okay? This is a little bit of a self-aware moment, okay? I am literally talking to my listener, talking to you. You're listening to me because you're interested in creating a podcast. I've caught your attention, and I'm holding it because I'm holding secrets, okay? The way that this podcast work, the way that podcasts work, is you want some sort of entertainment while keeping your listeners in suspense, right? If I literally actually told you the secret to making a podcast right in the very beginning, that would actually not have any good repercussions for me at all. You'd listen to the first like 5 seconds of this podcast and then you'd leave. There'd really be no point. So, in a way, you want to captivate your listener into listening to the very end, and you also want to give your listener some sort of emotion, whether it's motivational, happiness, sadness, or anger. Okay? So, whatever emotion you're trying to get in there, you don't want it to be bland or boring. Okay? When you read a book or you watch a show, it is very, very, very important that it has some sort of excitement. I hate those episodes and shows where someone's talking to someone and they're going through a backstory and you gotta figure this out until it gets to the good part, right? You build with the character. You listen. And you sort of withhold everything towards the very end. But you don't want it to be super slow. You don't want it to go super boring, right? But I started this podcast off. Hey guys, listen. I have a secret. Listen to the very end. You're just gonna fast forward to the end. I want all my knowledge to be throughout the whole podcast so that every single step that you follow is going to be implemented, right? You skip a step and it's not gonna work. That's basically what I'm saying. I want you to be successful. As the listener who is listening to this podcast, again, more of a self-aware moment, I want you to create your podcast, okay? And I want you to bracket it, right? Let's think about storytelling. Start off with your topic, your title. Hey guys, what's up? Bar Virtual here. So today we're going to be talking about electric skateboards and reviews. Cool. Now that's going to get a certain audience. People who are interested in electric skateboards. Awesome. I'm interested in them. You're interested in them, or you're not. You might have to tune into the next episode, or you might just want to listen to something at work, or on the way to work, or on the way home. Cool. But let's captivate a more wide audience, right? Something that you enjoy that's going to get people interested in a wider variety of people, right? Hey guys, Bar Virtually here. So I've been in the film industry for a long time, had several cameras, and I want to go into a few things I have found about some different brands, right? Electric skateboards are a new thing that have come within the last like 5 years, maybe 10. Cool. Cameras have been around for a long, long, long time, right? I could go into film. I could go into digital, I could go into videography, I could go into photography. And that takes a wider audience and pulls them in to what I'm trying to say, right? Now, some of you are probably not into those things. Some of you are into cars, some of you are into planes, like aviation or space or conspiracy theories. Some of you are into all types of stuff, okay? But you don't want to pull in the smallest crowd you can because that's not going to be successful. Find something that you do that's a wider audience, right? If you play tennis, that's a sport, and people are into tennis. If you like football and you follow it religiously, like everybody's team and whatever, then talk about football. Talk about how you like that player or how you didn't like that play or something, right? That's a big audience. Okay, now let's go to the other side of things, okay? You also want to have some comprehension of what you're talking about. You want to have some knowledge, okay? If you're spewing nonsense, you might get famous for the wrong reasons. You might have a big audience for the wrong reasons because you're basically spouting nonsense and looking dumb. I hate to say it, but I'm just saying, you want to literally have some good idea on the topic you're talking about, right? I literally know nothing about underwater basket weaving. So if I made a podcast on that, I would probably have to keep pausing and looking things up and telling you about it and looking things up. Do something you're knowledgeable on, okay? Like if you pull things out of the air and you just start talking about it without any knowledge about it, no one's going to want to listen. They're going to go to the people who have a steady flow and can just seemingly just spout out whatever it is about it and have tons and tons of answers, right? Like if I were to do a Q&A on underwater basket weaving or sewing kits or a plethora of different things, I wouldn't be able to talk about it. But you want to talk about how you can get the best angle for a selfie and the right lighting with natural lighting in the sun. That's a lot of people that I can get a crowd on, right? 68 degree angle above the head with natural lighting facing the exact opposite way, right? Okay, so we've gotten the basics down, right? You're on your way to building a podcast. You are listening to this podcast because you want to build a podcast. So what's the next step? The next step after finding your topic is possibly planning things out, right? Let's say you're not like a streamer. You can't pull things out of the air very quickly. Well, find certain topics, write them out on a like sheet, right? Bulletin points. I'm gonna cover this and this in the first half, this and this in the second half. Cool. And now you have to fill in the bullet points for everything else so that it flows seamlessly. Otherwise, you're just gonna have a lot of choppiness, right? You're just gonna be like, okay, so I've talked about this. Now let's see. No, you don't want that. You want it to all flow seamlessly. If it flows seamlessly, you're gonna be doing things correctly. If you have a little mistake here and there, that's fine too. You're just starting. But eventually, you want it to just go just smooth, like a line, right? You want it to just continue on and continue on until you're at the very end, and then boom. Easy peasy. You have a podcast. Now, with that also being said, you don't want to cover too much in your first podcast. And this is where the beginning was a little bit misleading, okay? Here is another big secret to making podcasts. I never said I didn't have the one big secret. I have more than one. The second thing is you always want to keep your viewers in suspense, right? You're watching a season finale and they're going to come out with a season 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is. They always give you a cliffhanger, something big that makes you super excited for the next season and makes you not want to forget it, right? That hero that you thought was dead ends up pulling the hero who is on a cliff up and you get to see that guy again. Cool. Or something mysterious happens at the very end and someone disappears. Or the person who disappeared comes back. Or something, right? You want to pull in your audience and you don't want to give them a sense of fulfillment from your podcast, from one single episode, okay? The biggest thing about a podcast is it's a story. But with your podcast, as you're continuing it, it's always going to have another episode, a second season, blah, 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 until you end it. And then you end it with a finale so big that it makes them enjoy it, right? It makes them give you a 5-star review. Now, if I were to say this at the very end and say, like, all right, and the biggest secret to creating your podcast and making sure it's successful, to make a lot of money is on next week episode, you might listen to it, right? If you're listening to this one and my first one was very, very, very popular, then you might listen to the next one, right? I'm making this one because I saw my analytics. If I say something like a cliffhanger like that, you might listen to my next one, okay? I'm giving you a sense of fulfillment and then I'm taking it away, right? I'm giving you the story, the full broad story. But I'm not giving you a full sense of fulfillment, right? I literally have lots of secrets for how this can play out. This podcast of yours that I'm trying to help you build. It's just absolutely outrageous that podcasts are not more popular than YouTube and Twitch because, like, there's literally nothing else going on besides me talking on my phone. Or on my laptop or whatnot, okay? Podcasts are easy. The rest is difficult. But if you can make a name for yourself on your podcast, I think you'll be doing just fine, right? You'll at least have your name out there. You'll be talking about some topic that you enjoy. Instagram modeling, photography, videography, DJing, music, mixing, all those types of things that I enjoy, minus maybe the first. Then, cool. I literally could talk about those all the time and give you tips and tricks on that. The next step to making your own podcast is getting started. You're going to screw up. Your first podcast is not going to be your best. I have literally done my ad 15 times, possibly 16, depending on how well it sounds in this one, but I've screwed up many times. It doesn't sound natural. It doesn't flow. It's not how I've said it. It's basically how I've perceived something that has been given to me in writing that I have to say, right? You hear about all these other sponsorships, Dollar Shave Club, and what is that? Something box. But you know, all the standard things that you see on YouTube and everything, and from other podcasts with sponsors, right? You hear it, And some of them sound scripted, right? Those are kind of the lower ones. The ones that you don't really think about, right? You're like, ah, cool. Dollar Shave Club, awesome. But then they get into bigger ones, right? They don't sound scripted, and they let it flow. Hey guys, this video is sponsored by blank, like NordVPN or something like that, right? Now with those have more creativity. You want to draw your listener in because at those points, and I know some people like kind of pawn it off, right? Sometimes the people get like percentages. Now, if they pay you upfront and you're a big star on your podcast or you're a big Instagram model or TikToker, Twitch streamer, YouTuber, the whole ladder, then cool. Maybe they pay you up front and you don't have to worry about percentages from everything. They'll just say, cool, get some blank. But for everybody else, you want as many page clicks as possible coming from the traffic and link that you get for your initial podcast, okay? You want it to flow. You want it to go in. You want to captivate your listeners so that they know that they're getting the best bang for their buck, right? If I tell you scriptedly, like, hey guys, this video is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club. It's a good razor. It's pretty cool, I guess. You're not gonna go buy that. You're gonna go get a Gillette. You're gonna go get something else out there. If I said that you could use NordVPN, you gotta pay for it, but there's definitely better things out there, and you could literally get one of those and have just as high security, you're not gonna get it. You're gonna go for those freebies, right? I'm literally telling you have to make everything in your podcast exciting. After you've gotten started on step three, you have to add some emphasis on everything that you're doing, all right? You have to add some pizzazz. You have to add something, some emotion in there that makes it not seem like you're just talking to yourself in a room to your phone, right? If I'm like, hey guys, Viral Virtually here, you can definitely listen to my podcast. You're not gonna listen to that. Add some tone to your voice. Hey guys, what's up, Viral Virtually here? So today, what we're going to be talking about, something, right? Well, you don't have to say, hey guys. You can say, what's up, guys? Hey, blank, or you don't even have to say your name. Jumping right into the podcast, we have with us. Some people have more than just the host. I've had people on the podcast before, been great. You can just jump into the podcast and just start hacking away, right? Sometimes the slow beginning and the slow build up is not favorable. Okay. Moving into a not so subtle transition, this is the second topic of discussion. Okay. When getting started on your podcast, and the absolute best way to do it is to go with a free site, okay? Now you're not gonna have the best equipment, okay? I'm sh literally not at home right now, and I'm doing this one on my AirPods and my iPhone, okay? With that being said, if you do get better equipment, cool, but make sure you like it first. Don't just jump into getting the most expensive, biggest, and best, and not fulfilling anything with it. Because once you do, you're stuck. You're either gonna have a bunch of stuff you never use, or you're gonna love it and you're gonna basically prove me wrong, right? It's not gonna come in all at once. With your consistency, it'll slowly grow until you get some topic that's super viral, and then you'll build up from there. But for right now, you're at the low bottom of the totem pole, just like me, right? We're pretty much tied. With that being said, just start off easy peasy. Maybe you don't have any headphones. Maybe they don't have a mic. Do it just on your phone. Just do it, okay? The best thing that you can do is download Anchor or some other free site that I don't know about. I'm just saying Anchor will put your stuff on Spotify, Apple, Google. Once you reach, like, I think a certain threshold or whatnot, get something free and start it. And just start talking and doing it and seeing where that goes. If you're not getting the results and you don't like it, you didn't buy $400 worth of equipment, okay? You only started it on your phone, realized you didn't like it, and then installed the app. But with that said, too, quality does matter. If it sounds like absolute garbage, maybe invest a tiny, tiny, tiny bit in a better headset, okay? Or a better microphone or something. This is going to be your best friend, okay? Because if the quality of my podcast sounded like absolute garbage, but I had the best stories, nobody would listen to it. I could literally talk and talk and talk about my life, and if I had a good story that really drew you in, but it sounded all muffled and distorted and had a lot of like echo and everything, you're not gonna listen to that because you could barely stand to listen to the first like 15 seconds of it. Make sure that your quality is good. Doesn't have to be excellent. Doesn't have to be the greatest. But just make sure it's good. Don't make it like bad. It can be even just okay. But if it's bad, wait a while. Get everything set up and wait a while. Okay? And the last and super most important thing to do on your podcast, the absolute key to making your podcast successful will be on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Var Virtually. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to hit a like on whatever platform you listen to it. Thank you so much, and I will see you on next week's episode.